Support for the Owsley Moment comes from Gordy Fine Art and Framing Company, making frames that meet each customer's specific needs, from intricate moldings to simple original framing. 224 East Main Street in downtown Muncie and online at gordyframing.com.
Hi, I'm Dakota Reed, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In the David Owsley Museum of Art's Medieval and Renaissance Gallery, there is a small French book that combines Latin text with illustrations in bold reds, blues, greens, and even gold leaf. You may wonder about the significance of this small picture book, safely protected in a case at an art museum. This is an illustrated manuscript called A Book of Hours, which holds various cycles of Christian prayers meant to be recited at specific times of the day. European Christians in the Middle Ages believed that saying these prayers daily would reduce the time they spent in purgatory and help them resist the temptations of sin. Illustrations depicting the scenes from the life of the Virgin Mary, especially the birth of her son Jesus, accompany the texts. They remind users of the significance of their religious devotion and the sacrifices that Mary and Jesus made to offer believers a heavenly afterlife. Books of Hours were expensive because their materials were so rare and precious. They were written and decorated by hand, and were most popular among the wealthy and merchant classes. We'd like to thank Ball State student Chris Lynn Lee for their research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays from 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.